It's Friday, February 21st, and with your news at 7 a.m., I am Leonard Witbier. The remains of founding president Dr. Sam Nyoma departed Windhoek for a series of nationwide memorial services. Nyoma passed away on February 8 at the age of 95 and will be laid to rest on March 1st at Heroes Acre outside the capital. Reporting for us is One Africa TV News on One's Willem Sneeman.
Nyoma's final journey began when his remains were brought to the State House in Windhoek, where President Nangolo Mbumba received them. Brigadier General Hidi Monjila Shafashike narrated the proceedings.
The significance of a state funeral led by the Namibia Defence Force is profound.
Mbumba received the remains in the presence of former President Hifikepunye Pohamba, the Nyoma family members, government ministers and army chiefs.
Catch last night's full bulletin on OneAfrica.tv and weeknights at 7. You can watch it on GoTV Channel 84, DSTV Channel 284, or stream for free on OneAfrica.tv. The banking sector's CEOs gathered for a strategic roundtable discussion this week focused on pressing challenges such as climate change, cybersecurity, and regulatory policies. The event hosted by the Bank of Namibia carried the theme Setting the Scene and Driving Impact for 2025, as highlighted by Naufiku Hamunime, the technical expert in international relations and sustainability at Bonn.
The session provided a platform for leaders in the financial sector to discuss critical industry developments, including climate risk, cybersecurity, security threats, and regulatory priorities. The bank also unpacked its recently unveiled 2025 to 2027 strategic plan and reflected on findings from the World Bank's 2025 report titled Country Partnership Framework for Namibia, which outlined challenges in Namibia's financial sector in need of addressing.
President Cyril Ramaphosa of South Africa has urged G20 leaders to focus on addressing geopolitical tensions and rising inequality. Speaking at the G20 foreign ministers' meeting in Johannesburg, he underscored that these issues threaten global stability and require coordinated solutions.
The conflicts between Russia and Ukraine, conflicts that's raging in the eastern part of the Democratic Republic of Congo, in the Sudan, in the Sahel, and in Gaza, continue to exact heavy human toll and heighten global insecurity.
Continentally, Botswana's central bank has maintained its monetary policy rate at 1.9% for the third consecutive meeting. The bank announced on Thursday, says CNBC Africa. Inflation rose to 2.5% in January, up from 1.7% in December, but remains below the Bank of Botswana's preferred range of 3-6% in the medium term. The country's economy, heavily reliant on diamond exports, faced a contraction last year due to weakened global demand for the precious stone. Internationally, the future of New York City's congestion pricing program hangs in the balance. On Wednesday, U.S. President Donald Trump ordered the project to be scrapped, but New York Governor Kathy Hochul insists it's here to stay. She says her and her team have sued over the order and announced it would continue to collect the tolls until a federal judge tells it to stop. Our correspondent is Jody Jacobs in New York.
In a social media post, U.S. President Donald Trump announced that the project was dead, but New York Governor Kathy Hochul is having none of it, saying this is an attack on the city. Congestion pricing came into effect in New York City in January. It was approved by the Biden administration. Motorists are charged $9 to enter Manhattan below 60th Street in an attempt at reducing traffic. New York is now preparing itself for a massive legal challenge as it butts heads with the Trump administration, which it claims cannot unilaterally terminate the program. Jody Jacobs, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.